hungry caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomach ache. You know what a stomach ache is? When you eat too much?
When the ice cream coming?
About an hour.
2 hours?
No, and 1 hour. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. What's that? It was called?
Caterpillar.
No, he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly.
Butterfly.
That's nice.
That's very nice. Now, if you, Tanya, do you have a favorite book?
This is Tanya here. Oh, sorry. That's all right.
Okay. Tanya, do you have a favorite book that you would like your mother to read you? If you do, she can get it, and she can read that to you. So you're Tanya. I see.
Yeah.
You're 4 years old? Boy, how nice. You're a big girl.
Tanya.
So what is your name?
Michelle.
Michelle's
five.
Michelle's five. And is that your brother? He's two? Wow. What a nice family.
Don't shoot me, shoot fire.
Oh, Johnny.
Don't shoot me, shoot yourself. Oh.
So what is your name?
John. Wait, shoot my hand.
What book is that, Tanya?
What book is that?
Mother Goose. All right, great choice.
Okay. Now we want to read this one. Dub-dub, three men in a tub, and who do you think they be? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Turn them out, knaves all three. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. He followed her to school one day, that was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school. And so the teacher turned it out, but it still it lingered near. He waited patiently about till Mary did appear. Why does the lamb love Mary so? The eager children cry. Why, Mary loves the lamb, you know, the teacher did reply. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. Rain on the green grass and rain on the tree, rain on the housetop, but not on me. Johnny, Michelle, you want to go downstairs and play some other things? Right, you and your brother play nice then. All right, listen to this one. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. You know this one? It's raining, it's pouring, the old man's snoring. He got into bed and bumped his head and couldn't get up in the morning. Wee Willie Winkie runs through the town, upstairs and downstairs, in his nightgown, rapping at the window, crying through the lock. Are the children all in bed, for now it's 8 o'clock. Little boy blue, come blow your horn, the sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Where is the boy who looks after the sheep? He's under a haystack, fast asleep. Will you wake him? No, not I, for if I do, he's sure to cry. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. Hickety, pickety, cluck. The dog has eaten the moth. The pig's in a hurry, the cat's in a flurry. Hickety, pickety, cluck. If all the seeds were one tree, what a great sea that would be. If all the seeds were one tree. Johnny, no, no. You want to go out? What a great tree that would be. And if all the axes were one axe, what a great axe that would be. And if all the men were one man, what a great man that would be. And if all the great men took the great axe and cut down the great tree and let it fall into the great sea, what a splish splash that would be. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one and down he run. Hickory dickory dock. Sally go round the sun, Sally go round the moon, Sally go round the chimney pot on a Saturday afternoon. Ride a clock across the Danbury Cross to see a fine lady upon a white horse, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes, and she shall have music wherever she goes. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. If all the world were paper and all the sea were ink, if all the trees were bread and cheese, what should we have to drink? Who made the pie? I did. Who stole the pie? He did. Who found the pie? She did. Who ate the pie? You did. Who cried for pie? We all did. Three young rats with black felt hats, three young ducks with white straw flats, three young dogs with curling tails, three young cats with demi-veils, went out to walk with three young pigs, and sat in the vest and saw a wig, but suddenly it changed to chance to rain, and so they all went home again. Did you see where the rats are? What are these?
Party.
What are these? Song of sixpence, a pocket full of
No, that's not okay, that's okay. No. You want to go in your bedroom? No.
If you're gonna keep it up, you're gonna go in your bedroom. Okay, you ready, Tanya? Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Was he that a dainty dish set before the king? Alright, that's enough. That's enough. I think you're going to go in your bedroom now, okay? Go in your bedroom and lay down for a while. Don't keep it up then. Don't keep it up. Michelle, you want to bring him out for a while? Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Pat it and prick it and mark it with B. Put it in the oven for baby and me. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch her poor dog a bone. But when she came there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. Pussycat, where have you been? Okay. I've been to London to look at the Queen. Pussycat, what did you do there? I frightened a little mouse under the chair. All right, you still listening, Tanya? Mm-hmm. Monday's child's a fear of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for its living. But the child is born on the Sabbath day is bonny and blessed, good and gay. You want to read that one now?
All right. Johnny!
Oh, that he's going to go in his room for. Okay. Maybe it might be good. I'm going to put your money down in the room and let your breath go out.
So what book is this that we're going to read now?
What's it called? Stay in there for a while, okay?
What's the name of it? Do you know?
That's a good idea. He doesn't.
He's getting kind of out of his nap, but I can let him lay down and rest anyway. He'll be fine. That'll be a better way.
Okay, good.
Okay, now we can...
Should be able to get a little more. Okay, Big Bird, you want me to read this one up?
Yeah.